This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I'm going to get biblical in this podcast because one of the blessings that has come out of all these recent events as we're watching the insanity unfold in the cities where the Democrat mayors and governors are all in with the terrorists and all the corporations have surrendered to the terrorists and even made donations to the terrorist groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. But the blessing in this is that we have never had a more clear delineation between good and evil. So if you, for a long time, you know, it was hard to tell who's evil when you had all these corporations, you know, virtue signaling and acting like they're good. And you had, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement claiming to be pro civil rights and all about peace and love. And you had all these Democrats and leftists talking about how much they love tolerance and inclusiveness and diversity. And now what does it come down to? Well, they're all basically complicit with terrorists. Terrorists who are using extreme weapons. I mean, the quote warlord of the Chaz zone in Seattle had pulled a bunch of AK-47s out of the trunk of his car and is handing them out to other people. To young people to be armed up. I mean, that's insane. I mean, look, I'm pro Second Amendment, but I don't just randomly hand out my rifles to other people. I don't know if they're going to be responsible, but apparently that doesn't matter now in Chaz. And all the Democrats, all of them, those with a D beside their name, which stands for demon, by the way, they are now all in with everything that is evil. That's what's amazing. I mean, Black Lives Matter as a group, they support abortions of black babies. So when they say Black Lives Matter, they don't mean it. They're lying to you. Black lives don't matter to them. And even black cops' lives don't matter to them either. But they support abortions. They support taking away all of your First Amendment rights, taking away your Second Amendment rights. They support acts of war against the United States. They support chaos and anarchy and collapse. They support violence against people based on their race. They call for killing white people because they're white. They support racial guilt, saying that all white babies should be condemned because they were born white and they should be taught guilt. That's psychological abuse of children, and it's mainstream reporting on CNN now. And this is what Democrats really are. In other words, Democrats have decloaked. They used to run around society under the cloak of pretending to be good people. Now we know that Democrats are demon rats, that they are evil. They are anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-America, anti-freedom, anti-liberty. They're even anti-justice and anti-equality. They don't want equality. They want to selectively punish white people and conservatives and Christians and Trump supporters and gun owners while granting themselves legal immunity. I mean, look at the arguments of what the left really wants now. They want to say that black people should never be arrested by any cop ever, that any arrest is violence, and that black people should be granted effectively total legal immunity to commit any crimes, including felony assaults of police officers, and that you should never be allowed to arrest a black person in America, even if they're committing arson. And there are Democrat DAs all around the country that are releasing looters and rioters and people who assaulted National Guard troops and who assaulted police officers. And yes, most of those people are black, but not all of them. Some are these white soy boy libtard leftists too. But they're all being excused for their violence and arson and property destruction and burning of cop cars and their assaults on law enforcement. They're all being excused while the cops are being blamed for everything. It's a twisted upside down world, but that's exactly what the demon rats want. And that's why they put a D next to their name, because they are now proud to be demons. Now, this war, the war in the streets of Seattle, is just a symptom of a much larger war, a spiritual war between good and evil. I mean, true good, that is God, and evil, which is Satan. Democrats have gone all in on the side of evil. This is why the Democrat governors, they love the lockdowns and the economic damage. They love to keep black voters trapped in poverty so they can tell them what to do and never have upward mobility for their own black voters, you know? They don't want them to become capable of of doing well in society. They might escape the slums that are controlled by the Democrats. Democrats, they murder children for profit. They harvest the organs of babies that they keep alive after they're born just long enough to dissect them while they're alive so they can harvest the organs and earn money off those organs. And this has been admitted by top-level people at Planned Parenthood on video. And in California, the district attorney then charged the people who recorded the video with serious crimes instead of charging the murderers in the Planned Parenthood abortion centers, who are the Democrats. They are demons, but they're protected by DA demons. They're protected by leftists who are running the cities into the ground on purpose. The Democrats who, they despise God and they want to destroy America, and they're doing everything in their power to carry that out. Now, if you live under the jurisdiction of a demon rat with a D next to their name, if you live in a liberal city, in other words, understand that you are living under the command of Satan himself, because these demons, the Democrats, they get their orders from people like George Soros, who gets his orders from Satan. So it goes from Satan to Soros to, you know, Newsom in California or whoever, whatever Democrat you want to mention, Inslee in Washington, Cuomo in New York, whatever. So it's from Satan to Soros to the Democrats. And the order is to destroy the family, destroy men, sow chaos, and push hatred across the media and hatred in the streets and destruction and desperation and disease, which is why they also built the coronavirus, by the way, an engineered bioweapon that targets humanity. This was built by the same globalists, you know, the Bill Gates types, all in with depopulation. Because you see, Satan wants to eliminate humanity from our planet. That's the goal, to eliminate human beings. Now, I've got a lecture series on this that's free to view. It's on Brighteon.com. It's called Oblivion Agenda. And I've just started releasing the live segments that I gave in front of a live audience in Branson, Missouri last year in front of thousands of people. Those segments are now coming out. And I've also got other segments I recorded in a studio that tell you about who's really behind the depopulation agenda, because it is demonic non-earth entities that are truly behind all of this. This isn't a plot that was hatched just by human beings on earth. And the other takeaway from this, which some people initially find hard to believe, but once they dig into it, it becomes obvious, is that a lot of these high-level globalists and Democrats are demon-possessed human skin bags. They are literally demon-possessed, which means that the human soul is gone. The human body remains, but the soul inside is a demonic, you know, entity that has taken over that body. So when you look at people like Nancy Pelosi or Ilhan Omar or these other incredibly evil left-wing entities, and you wonder, why do they look like demons? Why do they look like they're so evil and twisted and sick? I mean, you look at George Soros, it's like Satan lives inside his eye sockets or something. You wonder why that is. It's because they're actual demons inhabiting the human bodies. And this gets to the question of possession and exorcisms. And exorcisms are practiced right now routinely by the Catholic Church. Every Catholic diocese in the world has an exorcist on staff, and they are carrying out record numbers of exorcisms because demons are working to possess people so they can carry out these incredibly evil things such as abortion and, you know, hatred and race wars and all these other things. Those are just symptoms of the demonic possession of human bodies. But what makes a person susceptible to demonic possession? How did the demons get in? Well, I've actually done a little bit of research on this. I've listened to some audiobooks of exorcism experts from the Catholic Church and people who know the history of demonic possession. And it turns out that what makes you vulnerable to demonic possession is sin. And you can't get more sinful than the lifestyles of the Democrats. They are incredibly sinful lifestyles. They are immoral, unethical. You know, they're pedophiles. They rape children. They're involved in child trafficking. They murder children. They're pro-abortion. They push transgenderism, chemical castration onto children, which is incredibly evil. They lie. They deceive. I mean, Democrats, the word Democrat should be synonymous with liar or deceiver, because they're only capable of lying. They can never tell the truth about anything that matters. They deceive. I mean, CNN will Photoshop a surveillance photo of a Latino guy, an arsonist, and make his face look white so that the viewers think it's a white boy instead of a Latino criminal, you know? That's consistent with the demons that run CNN. So what's the important takeaway from this is, if you don't want to be possessed by demons, then don't be a sinful person. And how can you not be a sinful person? Well, get closer to God. Read the scripture. Go to church or follow online sermons, online, you know, church lectures. I like to listen to Steve Chicalanti of Discovery Ministries out of Australia. He's very interesting and very well informed. Got a lot of great stuff. And he tours around the world, but he's not the only person I listen to, and not everybody agrees with him, and that's fine. But practice a more moral lifestyle, because as it turns out, God doesn't require you to be a perfect being. In fact, God knows that you can't be. God knows that no human being can be perfect and everyone has sinned. But all God expects of you is to be on the trajectory toward more godliness and to accept Him into your life. Follow the teachings, move in the right direction, and reject the demonic Democrats on the left who are hate-filled, venomous demons who attack people for their Christian views. They attack people for being white. They attack people for their political views. They call for violence against innocent people. They will set your house on fire just because of your political beliefs. They will physically attack you in a restaurant because of who you are. The left, they are demons. And by the way, as I've said before, God's plan when Jesus returns is that in a single breath, all evil, including the Antichrist and all who follow the Antichrist, will be eliminated in a single breath. And so if you are attacked by one of these demons and you have to defend yourself in advance, you know, with a Glock or whatever, you end up shooting and killing one of these left-wing demons, don't worry. You're only doing God's work in advance. God's going to do the same thing to those demons sooner or later. You're just getting it done sooner. I'm not saying go out and initiate mass killings of demons, although that kind of war might be happening soon. I'm not saying to do that, but I'm saying in a self-defense situation, if you have to kill one of them, don't sweat it. God loves you. God praises you because you're doing God's work, because they are demons. They're no longer human. So, you know, practice self-defense. Be prepared to defend your life against the demons that are out there. They are wicked. They are deceivers. They are destroyers. And they are now taking over America's cities. They've taken over politics. They've taken over media, universities, Hollywood, everything. They are pedophiles and child rapists. They are thieves and liars and fraudsters. They're trying to rig the elections. They've run all the frauds against Trump to try to get him out of office. They're horrible, horrible, evil creatures. Not even human, most of them. The more you keep that in mind, the more everything that's happening in the world right now makes sense. And that's why I'm sharing this with you. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is the website, and Brighteon.com is where you can hear more podcasts about defeating demons.